The St. Pete City Council held a workshop this afternoon to discuss the proposed financing plan for the construction of a new waterfront stadium for the Tampa Bay Rays and the redevelopment of their current home. In their financing plan unveiled last week, the Rays contend that the existing debt that is owed on the Tropicana Field would be covered by the sale of the property to either of the two developers who have submitted proposals to purchase and redevelop the property. Joe Zioli, Managing Director of Administration and Finance for the City Development Administration, told the City Council how large the debt is anticipated to be by 2009 when the deal could happen.
At the minimum, we probably have about $58 million of principal outstanding, and that's what that bottom line shows. In all likelihood, it's probably going to be somewhere in between, depending on the timing of when those developer payments would come in. So somewhere between $65 and $59 million is what we can anticipate of principal that's still outstanding. Obviously, there's still the interest that goes with that principal.
In their proposals, the two developers, Hines and Archstone Madison, have offered to purchase the Tropicana Field property for about the same amount as the outstanding debt. The existing debt service on the Tropicana Field consists of four different bond issues, including commitments by the state, the city, and Pinellas County to pay that debt, Zioli said.
We have one bond issue that is outstanding that is paid completely by the state of Florida. That's the professional sports facilities issue. We have two First Florida Governmental Finance Commission notes, and the debt service on both of those issues is the 100% responsibility of the city of St. Pete. The source for that payment would be non-ad valorem revenues. And the final issue is an excise tax-secured bond issue. That's the issue that is funded by both the city and the county. The city pledges excise taxes, and the county pledges its tourist development tax.
But Zioli said the Rays' financing plan does not include paying off the state's portion of the Tropicana Field debt. The question still remains whether the state would continue to pay its $2 million per year obligation on Tropicana Field if it's torn down and a new stadium is built on the current site of Al Lang Field. Both the city and the county would each accrue at least $100 million in new debt if a waterfront stadium is built, Zioli said, based on the Rays' proposal of several funding sources.
The first is obviously city new debt that would have to be issued, roughly in about $145 million. In addition to that, there would be the county commitment under the tourist development tax of about $100 million would have to be out there. The team has put in their proposal of $150 million available from the team contribution. And then that leaves about $55 million of other funding sources that would need to be identified. The team has proposed a parking revenue solution to that. In addition to those dollar financial items, there's also the value of the land that would be basically provided by the city to this development.
The city council still has questions about how many parking spots are available and how much revenue it could generate. Michael Kalt, the Rays' senior vice president of development, attempted to answer some of those questions.
Looking at roughly $35 million of the $55 would come from revenues that the team would that the team would come from the team purchasing parking that would be available in city-owned lots. That would be probably on a year-to-year basis. So that's the ability to bond off of a guaranteed rental payment for those spots. In terms of the city spaces, the team is looking to control it. Really depends on a number of factors, but it's probably somewhere in the 2,000 to 2,500 range, 2,000 to 2,500.
Councilmember Wenge Newton wondered who would own the land under the new stadium if it's built. Mayor Rick Baker pointed out that there wasn't a simple answer, but the county would own it.
Slight correction, the county would own it.
County would own it.
And we would, the city would lease from the county, and then the team would lease from the city.
The city would regain ownership if baseball is no longer played at the site, Zioli said. Councilmember Herb Polson wondered why the numbers he was hearing didn't match up with what the Rays presented last week.
On the PowerPoint last week, it showed that the city's financial commitment would be $75 million. Why is it now $145?
The answer, Zioli said, is that the total cost of the project is much more than what the Rays presented last week, once the cost of the Tropicana Field debt and construction of the new waterfront stadium are combined.
I think the sheet that we provided is a little better picture. That it's not just a $450 million project, it's actually a $520 million total project between the two of them.
A public hearing on the Rays Stadium proposal is currently underway in the St. Petersburg City Council chambers at 175 5th Street North. For WMNF News, reporting from St. Petersburg, I'm Sean Conan with assistance from Joyce Newnham.